I just want to make sure that Deacon Doug read that the way that it is. I want to make sure that I heard it correctly. Huh. Yeah, that's what it says. This I command you. This is Jesus speaking. I command you. You know, my parents certainly had a lengthy list of rules, but they weren't all command expectations. For sure, they were all important, but you learn quickly that there are certain ones when they're spoken in a particular way. You know what I mean? My brothers found out. So what does Jesus command? Not once, but twice in chapter 15 of John's Gospel. In the 12th verse, this is my commandment, love one another. And then the passage ends with Jesus saying, this is my commandment. I command you, if you're going to be my followers, this is a non-negotiable. Love one another. Makes me a little unsettled, I'm going to be honest with you. Because there aren't exceptions that are given to this love. Because I kind of want to raise my hand and say, hey, I'll love most of them, but there are a couple of them, let me tell you. But it isn't conditioned. That discipleship, that following Jesus, imitating Jesus, is choosing to love. If it's a commandment, then the choice is ours. Boy, that's so different than what we hear about love in the world. Because we hear that it's sort of like this feeling that happens. Just kind of overtakes us. I mean, what do we hear? Or maybe what do we even catch ourselves saying? I fell in love. Like I'm driving down Holland, Sylvania and go into a pothole. I fell into a pothole. It just sort of happened. You know? And no sooner do I fall into it than I fall out of it. I'm not making this up, right? I mean, this is the gospel of the world. This is what we hear. These are the songs that are sung. These are the statements that get proclaimed. But that's not what Jesus says. It's not what he says. He says, I command you to love one another. And so we know what love is because he knows that there are so many compromising voices of true and authentic love that he says, love is patterned after what I have done. That's this, right here, crucifixion, self-outpouring, willing the good of the other as other, that the goodness of the other is supremely important, and goodness doesn't mean telling them what they want to hear so that my popularity rating can increase even more. Willing the goodness, willing what's truly in their best interest, even when it's hard for me, or disappointing for me, or challenging for me, or embarrassing to me. That my care and concern is so sincere and authentic that I'm going to speak truly, always lovingly, but truly, caringly, but truly. How wonderful it is that today we pause to ponder the beauty of motherhood, because in motherhood we see this. We see this love that is lived, a commandment to love. We see this, mothers, in your unconditional duty and responsibility, giving and action. We see this in time and again, in pouring yourself out for your child. And you know, as I have gotten older, and it's a bit of a surprise to me, my mother's love hasn't decreased 1 ounce. And what a beautiful experience that has been as an adult to be able to receive. Now, there are some of us that look at mothers and what they do, and we rightly admire the sacrifice and the commitment. But for so many of you moms, you don't see it as anything special because you've taken the commandment to heart, to love. That this is my child. Please don't honor or praise me because this is what I do. And I just want to remind you, yes, and you're choosing to do that. And thank you for that witness. That Jesus' commandment is possible. To choose to will the good of the other as other. That's so much more than a concept, an ideal, a romantic vision. And it's so much more than a feeling that kind of blows in and blows out. It's a choice to assist, to help, to notice, to support and to encourage, to heal, to admonish, to pick up. Always an imitation of Jesus and always with His help. I got to ask for it. And sometimes, with some people, nobody here present, I have to really ask for it. Because it doesn't come natural. Now I want to get to the point where it does. I'm just not there yet. This is my commandment, Jesus says. Love one another. Let's stand and profess with a sense of gratitude the gift of faith we